This is honestly a major breakthrough. It changes the way that farms can be managed in order to prevent the spread of weeds, as well as the different processes that should be undertaken when transferring cattle from one place or property to another. I'm Jade Moxie. I attend Sapphire Coast Anglican College, and I'm 15. I've just been awarded the Young Scientist of the Year for New South Wales.
Which is very exciting. Now, this all started quite some time ago. When did the project start for you?
In April last year, I met with Peter Alexander and Helen Schaefer, two local vets, to discuss ideas for the project.
And what did you come up with?
So the one that seemed to be most appropriate, I guess, was testing whether cattle are a reliable form of weed control, and basically whether seeds just go in one end and out the other and are then able to germinate and, yeah.
But tell me about the experiment. What did that involve?
So basically, I went to the sale yards every month and we collected 15 different samples at random, which gave us a broad representation of plant species that could potentially germinate within the Bega Valley. We then had to dry out the manure for about a week and then mix it with potting mix and plant them in a plot and wait, basically, until we had little plants start popping up.
And then what did that show you? What does that test?
So the plants that germinated were of a wide variety. I think we had 19 species germinate in total. And then we got Dave O'Donnell, an agronomist, to come out and help us with the identification of the different plant species.
What were some of the weeds that came that you found did germinate through that process?
The most significant weed to germinate was fireweed. And this is a major thing because it is a noxious weed in the area. So basically, if cattle are purchased from a property that is infested with fireweed and then moved to a property that doesn't have fireweed, it could easily infest those paddocks.
But for fireweed, a lot of livestock producers around this region are using sheep for tackling fireweed, and it seems that cattle don't seem to find it as palatable.
This was particularly interesting, actually, because the cattle don't readily consume the fireweed. So the fact that it did germinate suggests that, well, possibly the cattle have been in really high infested areas and have just picked up the seeds whilst they've been grazing. But yes, sheep and goats are considered to be reliable forms of fireweed control. And the fact that they are ruminants too suggests that they may possibly also be spreading the seed, and this is an area for further research that I'm looking at doing.
What about the idea of the project? I mean, going out to the sale yards, collecting manure, handling it, you know, sifting through it, it's probably not the idea of a good time for most people. Was it good fun?
It was definitely tiring, but no, I did enjoy it, and I'm not too afraid to get my hands dirty living on a farm and all.
Hi, I'm Anne-Marie Moxie, Jade's mother.
What was your role in this science experiment? It's been quite a project, hasn't it?
It's gone on for a very long time and it caused a few grey hairs, I can assure you. Pretty much our involvement was, you know, taxiing her around to the yards and talking to the relevant people and doing, you know, seeing people for interviews and stuff. And then, yeah, she injured herself, so there was a short period there where we actually watered the plants for her because she couldn't carry the watering can.
And, I mean, in terms of projects that are the idea of a good time, going down to the sale yards and picking up manure and coming back to check whether it germinates is not exactly, you know, some sort of a teenager weekend activity. It's
yeah, not a lot of fun for her, but quite monotonous, and every month for 11 months she collected it. But yeah, it was actually during school time, so recess, and we had to take the change of clothes because she got tormented a little bit when she got back to school. Yeah, with the smell of the yards. But anyway, it was all worked out to be wonderful. We're just really, really proud of her. And I'm quite surprised actually how well she did, because there was a lot of talent, obviously, and some amazing projects that were submitted. So yeah, quite surprised, but very, very proud and very pleased.